Olds, ground will be broken on a long-awaited emergency shelter in Olds for the Mountain View County area May 1, weather permitting. Mountain View Emergency Shelter Society President Joe Carignan made the announcement during a talk on domestic violence, held March 12 at St. Stephen's Catholic Church. The society helps obtain safe spaces for adults in the region, and often their children, fleeing domestic violence. It operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It also promotes awareness of family violence and advocates for violence prevention. The society has existed for about 13 years, but as of yet, has no facility to directly provide shelter itself. A couple of years ago, thanks to the town of Olds, the society obtained a 50-year lease on land provided for the shelter at the junction of 54th Street and 50th Avenue. Carignan said the society now has the funds to begin construction, although he didn't divulge that figure. He said costs have risen perhaps 3 times original estimates in recent years, due to inflation and supply chain issues. Carignan did say the society has raised at least $250,000 through radiothons over the past several years, held in conjunction with Royal Lepage Wildrose Real Estate in Olds. The next radiothon is slated for May 15. As reported earlier by the Alberton, the shelter is officially named Kirsten's Place in tribute to Kirsten, Gardner, O'Donohue, who was killed in Bowdoin in March 2021 in what is believed to be a case of domestic violence. Kirsten's dad, Brian Gardner, is a custom home builder. He approached the society and offered to help the shelter and is working with various subcontractors to make that happen. Phase 1 of the two-story structure will contain 5 bedrooms and at the moment, it's believed it will be able to accommodate 20 people. Carignan confirmed plans are already afoot eventually to build Phase 2 beside Phase 1. He said they may also create transitional housing for clients. Carignan stressed raising the money to build the shelter is just part of the job. Other costs include furnishings, fencing, security, lighting and operational expenditures, so fundraising will continue. Carignan estimated that operational costs could run between $250,000 and $300,000 a year, depending on staffing. He said the society has also received many donations, including some big ones. He's hopeful that a major corporate sponsor will come forward as well. We're always looking for different ideas on how to get fundraising or anything like that in this organization, Carignan said. Carignan, a retired policeman, is working with planning department employees in the town office to obtain all the necessary permits. I do have to say that they've been exceptional with assisting me in the development permits, in the paperwork, because I haven't done this before. And they've been very patient and helpful with that. So I really appreciate that, he said. During a question and answer period, it was noted that women fleeing domestic violence almost always have children with them. Carignan was asked if the shelter will accommodate them. He said there have been discussions about the society hosting a daycare facility. He's also talked to local daycare officials about working with them to address that concern. It was noted that the location of the shelter is well known. Carignan was asked if that's a risk for clients and their children, that abusive spouses may come looking for them. Carignan conceded that is indeed a risk, but noted that is already a risk in schools when parents are separated and one may be barred from coming to that school, due to safety concerns. One option could be to send those clients and their children out of town, but Carignan and Society Outreach Coordinator Emily Webb said past experience indicates that those clients often end up coming back into the community because their children miss their friends. Also, moving to another community can be scary for people who've lived their whole lives in one small town. I won't say it's a balancing act, but there's definitely a number of different scenarios that we have to look at, Carignan said. Webb indicated that Emergency Shelter Society clients need a lot of support. She said statistics show that on average, an abused woman will try to leave the relationship 7 times before she's able to do so for good. She had no statistics for men. That can make it even more traumatizing for that woman because by then, she may have lost a lot of goodwill from those who had supported her. she's burnt bridges, because people get frustrated helping her leave over and over and over again. And they get irritated because they think, why doesn't she just get out of this situation? But they don't realize the nature of that cycle and how it's so difficult for her to leave, and so they just get frustrated and the supports just dissipate and wither away, Webb said. If you are concerned, everybody in Alberta has a duty to report to the police if they believe that children are at risk, she added. Webb urged the audience to reach out and support anyone they think is in an abusive relationship. She said the most important thing you can say if someone tells you they're in an abusive relationship is, I believe you. Webb and Kerrigan noted that right now, the closest emergency shelters are located in Red Deer, Calgary and Rocky Mountain House. However, the demand for them is so high that across Alberta between April 1, 2021, and March 31, 2022, more than 11,000 people were turned away from emergency shelters. The one in Calgary is often full. Kerrigan was asked what happens to those people turned away. He said in some communities, some residents have agreed to make their homes serve as safe houses. In other cases, clients turned away may be housed in a hotel, some resort to living in their vehicle. Kerrigan agreed it's possible churches might help house some clients. One person asked if people turned away from shelter in Calgary might be sent to Olds. Webb said whenever possible, efforts are made to keep clients in communities where they feel comfortable. However, some may indeed be sent to Olds, because, for example, although it's their home, Calgary may not be deemed safe for them. One woman asked what the process is for a home to be designated as a safe house. Kerrigan said that's one question the society will definitely look at.